When Srila Prabhupada was preparing to go to Bombay, there was a consideration whether I would accompany him or not. It was mainly because the devotees, the management in Mayapur, considered that I was rendering so much service and my involvement was also so extensive there. It would have been better that I continue to stay in Mayapur, mainly because those days there were not so many educated Indian devotees to take care of local affairs, and I had my hands full. Like I was, besides translating Srila Prabhupada's book, for before I joined Srila Prabhupada's team as a secretary, I was involved in Mayapur in purchasing the materials for the construction, releasing the materials that were coming to Krishnanagar by train from different places like stone chips, sand, cement, and I was also involved in taking care of the local devotees, educating them, giving classes to the Bengali devotees. I was also involved in printing the Back to Godhead in Bengali. I translated the articles in Bengali myself, and I was also printing, and then I was also printing various books, compilation of Srila Prabhupada's writings from the early days, from late 40s and early 50s. And I was also printing the Bengali Bhagavad Gita and also a Bengali newspaper. So I was very much involved. So there was this consideration whether I should stay back, and they were even considering asking Srila Prabhupada to let me stay in my home, to my great dismay. And Bhavananda Prabhu, those days he was a sannyasi. So those days he was Bhavananda Maharaj. He was one of the two co-presidents, co-directors of Mayapur. And I was mainly involved in serving under him. So Bhavananda Prabhu was asking me one day that it would be better that I stayed back in Mayapur. And he actually helped me so much and had done so much for me that I could not go against his desire. So I complied. Although at the depth of my heart, I was not so happy about that I have to sacrifice my service to Srila Prabhupada in order to stay in Mayapur. So, but still I thought for the sake of service, I should carry on. And just a couple of days before Srila Prabhupada was leaving for Bombay, he asked me whether I was coming with him or not. Because probably, somehow, of course, Prabhupada is not different from the super soul in the heart. So he knew everything, what was going on in my heart. And so Prabhupada asked me whether I was going to go to Bombay with him or not. And I just blurted out that I was not going, because Bhavananda Prabhu told me that service to the spiritual master in separation is higher than serving him directly. Then Prabhupada just responded saying, "But I think when your spiritual master wants him to go with you, go with him, he should come." So my heart really leapt out with joy, and so I just ran to Bhavananda Prabhu and I told him what Srila Prabhupada was saying. So Bhavananda Prabhu, of course, had to accept that and he said. And then I told him that, and Prabhupada told me to tell you that you have to pay for my fare also. And so this is how I got the opportunity to continue to serve Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada went to Bombay and we also joined him.